Judge orders on sealing of divorce case involving Fannie Willis's alleged lover. By Wendell Hasebo on January 22, 2024. A judge on Monday ordered the unsealing of a divorce case involving Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's top prosecutor, Nathan Wade, whom Willis hired to help prosecute former President Donald Trump. The ruling is significant because of the information that will likely come to light about Willis and Wade's alleged improper relationship during their case against Trump. The relationship ultimately could foil Willis's prosecution of Trump. The judge gave the order after Mike Roman, a political operative and co-defendant of Trump in the Georgia election case, filed a motion in January leveling four explosive allegations about Willis's conduct while prosecuting Trump. Nathan Wade, Willis's lead prosecutor in the Trump case, had an improper relationship with Willis. Wade's law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on luxury vacations by using potentially fraudulent payments. Wade was appointed without the required approval by authorities and had little to no prosecutorial experience. Willis and Wade met twice with President Joe Biden's White House counsel before indicting Trump in August, raising questions about whether the White House coordinated prosecuting Biden's 2024 political opponent. The Associated Press reported about the judge's ruling. The judge said he can't rule on whether Willis should have to sit for a deposition in the divorce case until after Wade himself is questioned later this month. A lawyer for Joycelyn Wade wrote in court papers filed Friday that Nathan Wade has taken trips to San Francisco and Napa Valley, Florida, Belize, Panama and Australia and has taken Caribbean cruises since filing for divorce and that Willis was an intended travel partner for at least some of these trips as indicated by flights he purchased for her to accompany him. The filing includes credit card statements that show Nathan Wade, after he had been hired as special prosecutor, bought plane tickets in October 2022 for him and Willis to travel to Miami and bought tickets in April to San Francisco in their names. The ruling is the latest good news for Republicans in the Georgia case. On Monday, Breitbart News exclusively learned that the Georgia Senate is set this week to authorize a subpoena-powered investigative committee to probe the alleged corruption of Willis. The potential committee is significant because Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., refused to launch a criminal investigation into Willis, citing the need for a currently non-operational oversight committee to open the probe. More information about the potential Senate probe is here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.